Sometimes we don't realise that we've become slaves to something until we get a rude wake-up call. Maybe you've become a slave to your career, to your reputation, to family. Yeah, that's possible. To some addiction. Whatever it is, it kind of creeps up on you gradually. You don't notice it until it's either weighing you down to a point that you can no longer stand it, or you get some jolt. And all too often, that wake-up call comes in the form of some tough consequences. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we take a look at this whole slavery thing from a different perspective. And do stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our latest life application booklet, Extravagant Grace. I'd love to send you a free copy to help you actually live your life in God's abundant blessing and extravagant grace. I can't imagine what it must be like to be a slave. Did you know that today there are 20 million slaves in this world? 20 million. That's the population of Australia, and most of them in the sex trade for prostitution, many of them children. And yet so many of us are slaves. Slaves to our old ways, slaves to ways of thinking, to old habits, to patterns of behaviour that are no less devastating in our lives. It's a form of slavery to self, to a thing that God calls sin, not some old-fashioned notion, this sin thing, just the reality that in so many parts of our lives, we can so easily stray away from God and do it our own way. And we end up in slavery to that way. It's different for each one of us. We each have a different Achilles heel, if you like. Perhaps it's anger. You know, there are people who are slaves to anger, or perhaps it's sexual immorality, or perhaps it's money, or perhaps it's whatever. My hunch is that you know what it is in your life. But here's the thing, you and I have a choice in this matter. You and I are free to choose who or what we want to be slaves to. Over the last 13 years of my life, that's how long it is since I accepted Jesus Christ as my Saviour, I've come to experience a new freedom that I never thought was possible. You see, BJ, before Jesus, I looked at the whole Christianity thing, and to tell you the truth, it appeared to me that if I accepted it, if I said, well, I'm going to become a Christian, I would end up with a stunted life. So many things you can't do. Don't do this, don't do that. Who needs that in their lives? Who wants to be a Christian? Yuck. I look back on that attitude now, and I realize back then I was actually a slave to myself. I was so wrapped up in me and making money and what other people thought of me and climbing to the top. I was a slave to that. I thought it was freedom, but actually it was a prison cell. I want to share with you today God's take on slavery and freedom, something he reveals through the Apostle Paul in what he writes in his letter to the Roman Church 2,000 years ago. Have a listen. It's really good stuff. A really different perspective on life. Romans chapter 6 from verse 16. Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to somebody to obey him as a slave, you are slaves to the one whom you obey, whether you're slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness. But thanks be to God that though you used to be a slave to sin, you wholeheartedly obey the form of teaching to which you were entrusted. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves of righteousness. And we never really think about the fact that we're slaves to that rubbish, to all that wrongdoing, to anger and envy and selfishness and greed and all that stuff that God calls sin. We think it's freedom. We think doing it my own way is freedom. But that is such a delusion. You know how you can pick freedom? Freedom makes your spirit soar. Freedom brings a delight to your heart. Freedom is an utterly wondrous thing. You look at it and you marvel at it and you wouldn't swap it for the world. And as I look back on what I used to call freedom, it was none of those things. Let's be honest. Cheating, stealing, gossiping, all that sin stuff. That's not freedom. That's not it. Paul goes on to say in Romans chapter 6, I'm putting this in human terms for you because you're weak in your natural selves. Just as you used to offer the parts of your body in slavery to impurity, to ever-increasing wickedness, so now offer them in slavery to righteousness, because that leads to holiness. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the control of righteousness. So tell me, what benefit did you reap at that time from the things of which you're now ashamed? Those things result in death, don't they? But now that you have been set free from sin and become slaves to God, the benefit that you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. For the wages of sin are death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And what Paul's talking about here is swapping the bad slavery for the good slavery. See, at some point, Jesus comes knocking on our door with an invitation to give our lives over to him. For some people, that happened years ago. Perhaps it's happening right now as I speak. And we say, yes, yes, that's what I want. I want Jesus. And we give our lives over to him, and yet we can do that and still be slaves to sin. We have a decision to make. Am I going to give every part of my life over to him? Those things I used to do have no place in my life anymore. Or am I just going to give part of my life over to him and still live in sin in that part of my life and that part of my life? See, this is radical because we've been slaves to the sin stuff for a lifetime. And giving them up is hard. It's a sacrifice to become a slave to righteousness, a slave to goodness, a slave to God. You know, when we do something good, it gives us such an incredibly wonderful feeling on the inside. Maybe it's a sacrifice at the time, but eventually it feels great. You know, if you're a parent, you've been bringing up a child, you know what a huge sacrifice that is. But one day you stand back and you look at them and all that blood and sweat and tears, and you see how they've grown into this amazing young adult. Isn't it a fantastic feeling? We are going to be slaves to something in life, good or bad. And when we become slaves to goodness, to God, it is a fantastic thing. Because you just know inside that you're heading down the right path. Listen again, that's exactly what Paul's saying. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the control of righteousness. But what benefit did you reap at the time from the things of which you are now ashamed? Those things resulted in death. But now that you've been set free from sin and you've become slaves to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness and the result is eternal life. We reap what we sow. If we're slaves to sin, we're going to reap death here and now and into eternity. If we're slaves to God and we give our lives over to him, if we sacrifice for him, if we let go of all that rubbish for him, we reap good things from him, good things here and good things in eternity. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord, and that eternal life begins now. I want to encourage you today to take stock. Who or what are you a slave to? Whose patterns, whose ways are you following, the way of death or the way of life? Choose life. Choose life for Christ's sake. Choose freedom from sin and death and have a glorious and wondrous slavery to God instead. It's an incredible paradox because it's only as we give over every part of our lives, our thoughts, our dreams, our resources, what we say, what we do, everything, that we discover the freedom of life in Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you, choose life. For Christ's sake. God's grace. It's easy to say, it's easy to talk about. But actually experiencing his grace, actually living in it day after day, that's something that many people struggle with, especially during those difficult times in life. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet called Extravagant Grace. It's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you actually live in the grace of God day by day. At the end of each chapter, you'll find some life application questions to help you think through and apply the Word of God right into the realities of your life. To request your free copy, visit ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Hey, thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.